I'm with James Ford, York City Knights coach. Big game against Swinton at the weekend. You shouldered some of the blame, didn't you, the Barrow defeat the last game, about training, fitness-wise, for your players. You maybe overtrained, a bit fatigued. How has that sort of affected your preparation ahead of this game? Because obviously you've had a week off as well.
You're right. No, and no, when the team's performing well, you get probably far too much praise as a coach. You know, the praise should stay with the players. They're the blokes out on the field. And at the end of the day, I was the bloke planning the training, and we increased the intensity to try and stimulate a peak in physiological performance for the playoffs. And we possibly didn't unload enough coming to Barrow. Maybe underestimated the physicality of that game, and the players went in that game a little bit tired and fatigued. And so we've had an extended unload period. We've maintained intensity, but just taken some of the minutes out of training, some of the volume out of training. And the signs are really promising, and I'm expecting a real tough performance from my boys on the weekend.
It's a bit of a balancing act with having the time off and getting the training correct.
Yeah, and there's no research or support, just having a whole heap of time off and that facilitating recovery, certainly not. So we still trained, but we kept the intensity in. We just reduced the minutes out there, and at this stage of the season, that'll be a real positive for us on the weekend.
Swinton, the form team of the division, do you think that's fair?
Ah, they're a great team, aren't they? They play a very attractive brand of rugby. Duffy, the coach, is obviously new to head coach role, similar to myself. He's done a fantastic job. He's got some experienced players, and they put some teams to the sword as of late. And every time we played them, it's been a really attractive spectacle. With a whole heap of physicality in there as well, and I'm sure you can expect that again on the weekend.
Physicality comes discipline. How important is it to keep your discipline in this knockout game?
Very. We're a very disciplined team. There has to be a line, though, and we're prepared to draw that line. And if the referees aren't going to do their job, we'll do it for them.
Would you say it's fair to say you go into the game as underdogs?
Funny enough, Pete asked me that earlier in the week, and no, I don't agree that at all. I think both teams go into the game confident, with good opportunities to win the game and progress into the final. But I won't say we're underdogs. It's one all between us, and I think we're pretty even as teams. And yes, Swinton will be confident; they've got home advantage. But we're a team that's improving, and we've improved a whole heap from round one. And we'll go there and fancy our chances.
Well, you would have liked to be at home, though, wouldn't you? How important do you think home advantage is?
Oh yeah, I'd have liked to be at home. We'd get the York public behind us, and it'd be nice for the supporters and the owner and the board of the club to be financially rewarded with a home tie. But as I said earlier in the season, we're not bothered where we play our playoff games, whether it's at home or away. We're going there to win and progress into the final.
Clearly, it's a different team to the one that was here last year. But for the players who were around last year, do they use the Hunslet experience from the playoffs last year as a bit of extra motivation?
I don't know if it's extra motivation. Nobody needs motivating for a semi-final, but it's part of their experience. They've been part of a team that's won a competition, arguably a weaker competition. And they've also been part of a team that's been knocked out in the playoffs. So that's part of a learning process, isn't it? So they'll be better people for that, more experienced players for that. And we could possibly draw on that on the weekend, and it should stand us in good stead.
And it should be an attractive game. Two teams, so I'm sure you'd agree, try and play rugby league the right way.
Yeah, as I said, Swinton are a very attractive team in how they play, and we like to think we're an attractive rugby team. We'll have a crack at teams from all around the park, and I'm sure the neutrals will enjoy the game on the weekend.
Injuries and selection for the weekend: Tyler Craig, Colton Roach, are they back from injury? Are they available?
Possibly, and that's all I'll tell you on that one.
Clearly you'd like to have them back.
I'd like to have them all back. Whether they make it or not, we'll keep that under wraps for now.
Do you know in your own mind though whether they're going to be available?
Yes, I do.
How easy is selection then for the weekend? You must have it. Well, we're talking now on Thursday evening. I guess you have your starting 13 in your head.
Yeah, I've got the 13 in my head, and the interchange and the two blokes will make up the squad. It's a very good squad. There's lots of pace in there. There's some physicality in there, and we're really looking forward to going over to Swinton. And there's been quite a few things said about us this season that we've had to take, and things that we've taken personally, and we've dealt with a lot of adversity. To go to Swinton and knock them off in the playoffs, I think that'll right one or two wrongs that have been written about us this year.
And the players, do they know who's going to start? Obviously, you're going to ask them to keep to themselves as well. But when do you tell them the starting 13?
In about half an hour when they arrive. We'll have a team meeting. We'll look at Swinton on DVD, go through our plan, and announce a team and or the squad, and so they can get their heads around things, and we'll go from there.
And clearly, you'd be wanting another game at the end of this season. It'd be a massive win.
Surely, yeah, for certain, we want another crack at this promotion. But our energy is focused on Swinton. You know, we owe them that respect. They're a very good team, and we haven't thought about the week after. That's how things sneak up and bite you on the backside. And as I said, our focus energy is on Swinton, and that's how it should be.